But I think, as we go through this history, it's important to pause for a moment and to remember why this has become such a contentious issue. It's because some family planning programs resorted to unfortunate incentives and coercive policies. For instance, in the 1960s, India adopted very specific numeric targets about, and they paid women to accept having an IUD placed in their bodies. Now, Indian women were really smart in this situation. When they went to get an IUD inserted, they got paid 6 rupees. And so what did they do? They waited a few hours or a few days, and they went to another service provider, and they had the IUD removed for 1 rupee. For decades, in the United States, African American women were sterilized without their consent. The procedure was so common, it became known as the Mississippi appendectomy, a tragic chapter in my country's history. And as recently as the 1990s in Peru, women from the Andes region were given anesthesia and they were sterilized without their knowledge. The most startling thing about this is that these coercive policies weren't even needed. They were carried out in places where parents already wanted to lower their family size. Because in region after region, again and again, parents have wanted to have smaller families. So there's no reason to believe that African women have innately different desires. Given the option, they will have fewer children. The question is, will we invest in helping all women get what they want now?